This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than $1 million in taxpayer money went out to Denver mayoral candidates in March. It was part of the final payment from the city's Fair Elections Fund for the spring election. The program matches qualified donations to candidate campaigns. So far, it has spent more than $7 million in Denver taxpayer money this election cycle. The number of parking lots that allow people to sleep in their cars has more than doubled in the past year. The Colorado Safe Parking Initiative now has a presence in every metro Denver County with 13 properties. Terrell Curtis is executive director.
About 30% of the folks we serve are on a fixed income. So they're folks who are over 55 often or have a disability. So if their rent goes up like so many rents have lately, that's it. They don't have any more to spare.
Curtis says about 40% of the people sleeping in their cars have jobs, but still cannot afford housing. The program helps about 140 vehicles at any given time. An Aspen Olympian known as the father of the modern ski boot will enter the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame this weekend. Sven Kummer was selected for the hall in 2021, but COVID delayed his induction. The Aspen Daily News reports Kummer had spent six decades as a ski racer, coach, and inventor. Combining passion for skiing with an engineering background, Kummer created Nordica's first mass-production plastic ski boot in the late 60s. Many of his design innovations are still in use across the industry. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is mostly sunny across the Front Range today. In Grand Junction, there's snow and rain into tomorrow evening.